speedbuilders.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me thank you for the attention you have given the witnesses, their testimony, and the evidence that has been presented in this case. I realize that it has sometimes been a tedious situation, but still one in which you can feel you have given a necessary civic duty. You have been presented with the facts of the case. Now, you become judges of that evidence, and from that evidence, prove the innocence or guilt of the one being brought to trial. You use your ordinary, everyday experiences to decide the truth of each witness and the validity of each piece of evidence. I cannot enter into your decision or finding of facts in this regard, even though I have sat on this bench for many years and have witnessed numerous cases brought before me. That does not give me the right, morally or legally, to interfere with your individual decisions in this particular case. My duty is to tell you how the facts found from the evidence are to be interpreted in light of the law which applies to them. It is my responsibility to search out the laws, explain them to you, and help you to understand the applicable laws. The laws here cannot be changed to suit the present situation, and the facts cannot be changed to fulfill the conditions of the law. So we're both judges in a trial. You are the judges of the evidence and facts. I am the judge of the law. In America's system of laws, the defendant is always presumed to be innocent of any claim brought against him. It is the responsibility of the plaintiff to prove his claim to the extent where a jury of his peers would find him guilty. The filing of an indictment does not infer his guilt.